At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bomber! Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back to the Bomber Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just about 8 minutes from kickoff and one of the greatest games in the state of Arkansas tonight. In fact, Hootens has picked this up as the game of the week, and I'm excited if you can't tell.
Yeah, it's awesome, guys. We got people listening at home, watching at home. Just got texts from Lance Kaufman and Cooper watching from home. And, guys, keep the texts coming in. It's a football movie Friday on the Hopper Termite text line, 870-321-6839. We're trying our best. We know that there's some breakups and some things happening with the sound. We're trying our best to get it. I'll just be 100% honest with you. We've been working on this for 2 weeks since the last time we were here, and it seems to be an internet issue with the school and bandwidth, and we've tried some different things. Be patient with us as we work through. I don't know much about internet, but I know that it sometimes breaks up.
Sometimes it just don't work right. You said it's a football, quote, Friday.
That's right.
The one I've got in my mind, do I get one?
You get one.
Okay. It's Latimer in the program when he makes starting defense, runs out to the cars and starts smashing heads through windows. And he says, place at the table, place at the table. That's what I'm thinking of tonight. This is your place at the table. Go earn it right now.
Our first one that came in from the text line was, it's time for the Bombers to put the women and children in bed. Go looking for dinner,
looking
baby.
For dinner. That's also, right.
Yeah, the program.
I don't know if this is a movie quote, but this is mine. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what we're looking for tonight as we go. Little respect for the Bombers in the 6A West against a top five opponent. This is where we're going tonight. Tobias, you got us some officials tonight?
Yeah, you are listening to the Southern Construction pregame show. Give Southern Construction a call today, 870-405-2359. Check them out. Brad, they just came out. They did an estimate on my roof, man, and did an awesome job. I mean, I'm in the queue, and it's going to be coming on. And you had one done recently.
I did at my office. They came out, did a good job, worked the weekend for us some, so we didn't have to have it during business hours. Did an excellent job there. Got a bunch of youth football boys back here.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Come to check it out. All right, for tonight's officials, we got referee Stephen Wayman, umpire Mark Scott, head lineman Matt Bell, line judge Matt Scott, back judge Aaron Abbott, and side judge Calvin Gabbard.
Starting lineups.
Yeah. You want me to start in on
that? You want to start in. You go on one, we'll hit, and I'll come behind you at Mountain Home. You got Shiloh. I'll take Mountain Home.
I'll take Shiloh starting offensive line. Starting at left tackle, number 65, Wellborn. Starting at left guard, number 64, Sid Scott. Starting at center, number 51, Mickey McIntyre. At right guard, you got number 70, the senior, Ben Carlisle. And at right tackle, you got 54, Mr. Zach Weeks. Starting at wide receiver, you got number 3, Zane Sluder. And the other wide receiver, you got number 5, Dalton Carnes. And then third wide receiver they have is Chandler Kemp, number 11. Fullback is 42, Carter Henley. And the running back that y'all mentioned earlier is number 18, Griffin Mason. And a quarterback, you got number 15, the sophomore, Jake Bodenstein.
Combating that for the Mountain Home starting defense, defensive ends on both sides. You got the Setzer brothers, Brenton and Aiden. Brenton, number 43, Aiden, number 8, nose guard, Noah Grininger, who we heard from in our pregame segment. And then defensive tackle, Eli Jones. He's going to be number 13 tonight. Linebackers, Dawson Dunlap, Caden DelSoto, and Blake Vacco, two juniors and senior, being Dunlap the senior. On the back end, good to have Barrett Miller back. We'll see how long he can go with his knee, but Barrett Miller back at free safety. Dunlap is going to drop back in that weak safety some. Also, Jacob Chenoweth, and Talon Palmer.
So for those shallow Christian Saints, starting on defense, we'll start on the front. That defensive line, number 31, you mentioned the UNLV commit, Hudson Ball. At D tackle next to him, 64, Sid Scott. Number 44, Aiden Pullen, and an outside linebacker roving. He might come up, he might come down. That's number 20, Ethan Brewer. Your other two linebackers being Carpenter at number 24 in the middle, and Henley, number 42. He's a senior at outside. One of your safeties, weak side safety, is Max Eldridge, number 0. He's a true freshman. And at your cornerbacks, you got Alexander Salter and Gray Colbert. Salter's number 4, Colbert's number 7. At strong safety, you got number 13, AJ Lennon. And at free safety, number 2, Mr. Cohen Beach.
For Mountain Home on the front, you got Caleb Perdue, 73, Nate Henderson, 57, Nathan Yarbrough, the only sophomore. There's their seniors on that offensive line at center. Right guard, Lucas Boxstaller, who heard in our pregame show, Bach, and then Eston Ford out at right tackle. The receivers for tonight, Bryce Kincaid, Caden Dotson, and Gus Wilbur. Talon Palmer will come in and switch out with Wilbur and X and Y, depending on how they go that the H and Y. Brantley Phillips is your quarterback, the junior who's had an excellent year, and I think we're going to see them. And behind him, it's Chinny time, right? Jacob Chenoweth will get the nod at running back. Hey, tonight's captains for your Mountain Home Bombers, 73, Caleb Perdue, 69, Peyton Bonehammer, 34, Ethan Clark, and 13, Eli Jones.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain Home.
For Shallow Christian, captains are Dalton Carnes, number 5, number 64, Sid Scott, number 7, Gray Colbert, and number 42, Carter Henley. So, guys, I didn't see what happened during the toss there. Did y'all catch it?
It looks like maybe Shiloh is elected to receive
the ball. So Shiloh's going to get it. They're going to receive the ball. Mountain Home will then be going right to left here in this first quarter. Shiloh will be going left to right. Guys, we got all kind of youth players lined up down below. The Bombers are at the tunnel. They are getting ready to take the field. They are going to be in their all blues, gold numerals outlined in gold with Bombers across the chest, their white helmets. Shiloh Christian going to have their gold domes on, a lot like what you see in Notre Dame, the gold helmets, white jerseys with their navy, the gold pants. Not really gold, it's kind of a lightish yellow gold. More think of Georgia Tech, so it's kind of one of those kind of lighter gold colors, but that's what they're going to be wearing tonight. Guys, we're about ready for some football. We're going to take one last break. You've been listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We're going to be back with Bomber Football. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving for your child or grandchild today with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 Plan. It's a new name, but the same great way to grow education savings from pre-K to college or trade school. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Brighter Future Fund Committee.
And welcome back to Bomber Stadium. We're just about to kick it off.
Let's go.
Shiloh ran out on the field, guys. I'm so jacked up right now.
Hey, hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. Football quote Friday night. I love this one. Herro family watching for Bomber Sports Network. Quote from Rudy. No one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. That's what the Bombers got to be thinking tonight, right?
I've noticed out there, Tobias, you got one of your deep men. That's that freshman number zero, Mr. Eldridge. I mean, obviously, if they've got a freshman playing all the way up here, he's got to have something. I'd keep my eyes on him tonight.
Obviously, that's something he likes. I mean, not often you see a freshman come up play on this level.
We're about ready for kickoff. Mountain Home getting ready to approach the ball. Isaac Ballard will be the kicker for Mountain Home. He is going to approach the ball and put it in the air, and this game is underway. Shiloh is going to field it at their 10-yard line and bring it out. Dawson Dunlap comes in and layers the boom as Shiloh brings the ball out to the 21-yard line. That is where they will start this possession opening night of this 6A West conference game.
Great coverage on that kickoff there, Brad. They formed right around him, and it was a great tackle, broke down right at the thighs like your coach to do.
So we're going to get our first look at Mount Holmes' defense against this Shiloh offense. I did hear they will bring some extra offensive line in when they want to try to run the ball. Right now, Mount Holmes in a four-man front. Shiloh going to send in man in motion is Bodenstein. Going to bring another man in motion, two in motion. So they're going to have trips to right. It's going to be a handoff as a trap play back to the left. Tobias, that's exactly what you were talking about there, as they're going to pick up close to first down yardage. They like that trap. They're going to give him nine. Now they're going to say he did get to the line and bring a first down all the way up to the 31 as Shiloh goes quick. Bodenstein going to roll out to his right. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw back across the middle, and he has his man. Bodenstein did a really good job of pushing the play out, but there is a flag thrown here late at the 50-yard line.
A little laundry out there. And you're right. You can't watch film on the Bombers and not see a little bit of exposure there on the trap, and they saw that, and they're trying to take advantage of it.
Let's take a look at what this looks like. The call is against Mountain Home at the end of the play. They're going to get a face mask, and they're going to mark them out holding, and they're going to say defensive holding at the end of the deal. Or is that a face mask? Anyways, it's going to push Shiloh out into Bomber territories. They're going to take the snap at the 47-yard line. Bodenstein's going to hand off to his running back. And Tobias, you said that's their running back. They like to get the ball to their number 18 as he gets Mason as he runs around the left side.
He's very aware where the sticks are, so you got to watch this running back. He's real shifty. He moves well behind those big offensive linemen.
He's going to pick up seven and get to the 40-yard line. Shiloh going quick on Mountain Home. Bodenstein going to pull the ball, hit the slant. Ball's up in the air. And Hunter Estes had a chance. He came in and laid the pop on the receiver. Bodenstein's pass went through his receiver's hands, popped up in the air. Hunter Estes tried to lay the hit. Saw that, had a chance at the interception, but it's going to be third down and three.
Got to get out of these third downs, Brad.
Bodenstein tries the hard count as he's going to take a look over to the sideline. Gets his plays, got Mason flanked to his right, and he's going to take the snap at the 40 of Mountain Home. It's going to be an inside handoff, and he's got room. Inside the 30, 25-20, down inside the 10. It is going to be a 40-yard touchdown on the opening drive for Shiloh Christian as they take a 6-0 lead with 11-11 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter.
I really think that the Mount Home defense out there getting ready to throw the ball there because there's nobody coming back to the inside. They just ran right up the middle.
Shiloh marches down the field, goes 79 yards in a matter of 49 seconds to take the lead. And this is something I did see too. So they're going to sub out five guys on the extra point. So they had it set up like the swinging gate. They sub five for five. The snap is back. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Shiloh Christian takes an early 7-0 lead over Mountain Home with 11-11 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter.
That is not how you want to start the night. But guys, you know, it's kind of been typical of Mountain Home. We typically start like this. We just get things a little, takes time to get things rolling.
Pretty much under the Airy and his regime, I guess, we always make great adjustments after that first play. I remember last year, there was a huge game as we went into, I forgot who it was at home, but we got down, I think it's Van Buren maybe, and we're like, uh-oh, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden we made an adjustment and turned it on. So hopefully we do the same here as Mountain Home's going to get their first chance on the offensive side of the ball.
You never want to start out behind on the scoreboard, Brad, but when you have a coach like Airy, you can make these adjustments in game. You're going to see that translate. Now it's time for the offense to come out, get settled in. Let's chew some yards. Let's lean on that rush.
We got people watching from Deerfield, Wisconsin, as this kick sails back and is taken at the 10-yard line from Mountain Home. I'm going to bring it out and try to get out to the 20. They're going to say forward progress gets him to the 19, as it looked like that was Barrett Miller maybe bringing the ball out, or Peterson, one of the two. Mount Home will start first and 10 at the 19-yard line.
I look for Mount Home to leave heavily on this offense tonight, Brad Barkley. I really look for them to kind of pick up where we left off last week.
Well, averaging 5 yards a carry.
Brantley's going to take the snap. We're going to hand the ball off around the left side to Jacob Chenoweth. He's going to fight for yardage as he gets outside or just at the 20-yard line.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Check out Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today.
They're going to give Chenoweth 1 yard on that. As you look at this shallow defense, they're all standing still. They're all going to approach the line standing up. You don't know where they're going to come from. We're going to take the handoff. Chenoweth is going to go up the middle. He's going to spin off some tacklers. He's going to keep his feet moving as he always does and get out to about the 21-yard line. Third down, and we'll call it 8. We'll call it 7. They gave him full forward progress out to the 22. Third down and 7, Mountain Home here with 10:18 left.
So if you're watching on the video feed, this is what we've been talking about. They just kind of line up off the ball there. Several of them will fake like they're trying to come through the line of scrimmage. And it just causes a lot of chaos there. It's just hard to pick up. And it's going to take the offensive line a little bit time to try to figure that out and seal it off.
Brantley's going to throw across the middle. That pass to 35. He's got Talon Palmer out to the 37. They're going to get wrapped up finally at the 39-yard line. Going to bring up first down and 10 on the 3rd and 7.
Just like that, a little momentum swing.
Brantley, Mount Home quick over the ball. As he hands the ball off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth goes and fights for yardage out past the 40 to the 41. Going to bring up 2nd down and 8.
I mean, they did get 42 chances to watch Chenoweth carry the ball last week, so they got a lot of film time, a lot of opportunities to study how he runs.
Brantley's going to take a snap. It's going to be a wide receiver screen as he throws it out to Dotson. Dotson gets around the corner, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds as Mountain Home is going to take the ball out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Going to bring 3rd down and 4. Great pass and catch there from Brantley out to Dotson.
Mountain Home's offense taking a little bit more time this week, getting plays in. It's kind of taken. I think that's a lot of reaction to this, very innovative defense that Shiloh Christian brought tonight.
Yeah, their defensive end was all the way out there, 31. He got blocked to the sideline left and just missed that tackle. Brantley takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his left. He's looking to pass. It's going to be down in the flats to Barrett. Barrett's going to make a man miss. He's going to get into shallow territory as the ball gets knocked out as he gets out of bounds. But it's going to bring up 1st down yardage as Mount Home gets the ball to the 48-yard line of Shiloh.
Barrett doing a good job of staying in bounds and getting those extra yards for the 1st down there, making a miss.
Mountain Home with a great answer here on their first drive as Gus Wilbur goes in motion. Brantley takes the snap, rolls to his right. Quick pass and catch out to Caden Dotson. Dotson's going to stay on his feet. They're going to give him 2 yards as he gets out to the 46-yard line of Shiloh.
Guys, I want you to watch our offensive line on those plays. This unit is moving as one cohesive force. I mean, it's amazing to watch. You're doing a good job picking up this defense thus far.
Brent and Sarah Murray watching from Hickory with Tennessee. Appreciate you guys. Laura Case and Mark go. Watching as Brantley takes a snap. He's going to take the handoff. It's going to be thrown out to the right side. Chenoweth is going to get right at the sticks, and they're going to say he's going to be just shy of 1st down as he gets inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. 3rd down and 1, Mountain Home.
Just glad we have a dependable chain gang tonight.
That's right. Handoff's going to be inside. They're going to stay right behind that big offensive line, and they do the job. Mountain Home needed one. We got 1.5. Enough yards, first down yardage.
Mountain Home doing work.
Doing work. TCB, baby. Brantley's going to take the snap at the 38-yard line of Shiloh. He's looking to his left. He's going to throw. The pass is going to be high and caught to Gus Wilburn. He's going to be upended. Great job by the sophomore hanging on to the ball as he's going to get 1 yard, 2 yards, we're going to say, out to the 36-yard line.
Gus does an incredible job with his eyes there, just watching the football all the way in despite a heck of a hit there. Great catch.
Brantley takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got pressure. He's going to throw across the middle.
Is that my catch?
They're going to say he did not catch
man.
It. The middle judge came in. He threw the ball back behind Bryce Kincaid as he dives back for the ball.
I want the instant replay on that, Brad. That was a sweet – man, that was so close.
Brantley did a good job getting rid of the ball before he got hit, threw the ball. Bryce Kincaid did an excellent job working back. But they said it's incomplete, going to bring up third down and 8 at the 36-yard line. Brantley takes the snap, steps up in the pocket. He's going to keep, and he's going to get snowed under back at the 38-yard line, maybe 39. It's going to be 1 yard less than the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up fourth down and 11, and Coach Airy with an early decision here.
You got to be impressed with your offense this far, though, Brad. Moving the ball well.
And they're going to go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think there's a reason to not, unless this is going to be a kick. This is one thing where your punter is your quarterback. You can catch the ball, and Brantley's going to fake the snap, and he is. He's going to punt it right here. He's going to drop back, and we're going to punt this ball as Brantley catches it. It's going to be a quick kick over to the right side. It's going to bound. It's like a Mountain Home bounce inside the 10, 5, roll all the way down to the 2 and the 1 yard line, where it's going to be down by Caden Dotson. Excellent job by Brantley Phillips on that catch. Even better job by Caden Dotson getting around that ball and marking that ball down at the 1 yard line. Mountain Home's offense, even though they didn't get in the end zone or get points, they were able to flip the field.
If I'm the defense though right now, guys, I'm licking my chops because you got to see him for a series now, and this is a Mountain Home defense that we know is very good. So I love having people with their back to the end zone.
So Mountain Home going to be on defense here. 7:29 left in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine first quarter. Shiloh Christian up against their goal line. Bonestein's going to take the snap at the middle of the E in the end zone. Mountain Home gets the pressure. He's going to throw the ball. The ball's going to be caught out in the flats. He's going to get out past the 5 to the 6 yard line. You got to consider a good play of 5-4 Shiloh to get some breathing room. Bodenstein on the ball quick. He's going to clap and try to draw Mountain Home off sides. He's going to look to the sideline. Second down and 5 at the 11-yard line. Bodenstein takes a snap. It's going to be a handoff. It's out of Mountain Home. Has he made it? Yeah, I made it. Safety.
Safety. Give me the call.
They are going to say he's down at the 6-inch yard line. Great job by Aaron Martin back there. Grinninger doing work. Pulling down the Shiloh running back down at the 6-inch line. Boy, he barely got that ball out.
That's twice now we've made a replay, guys.
It is a huge third down as Shiloh is backed up against their goal line. Mountain Home's defense looking to get off the field, force a punt. Bostock takes a snap. He's rolling to his left. He's looking. He's got a man at the sticks. The ball's going to be caught. The ball is going to be caught at the 13-yard line. Going to be enough for first down yardage. As Shiloh does a great job pass and catch there.
Great job just knowing where the stick was, and the quarterback just reared back and let it rip, you know.
Bodenstein with a great pass and catch there. They knew exactly where they were supposed to go, and they did their job. Bodenstein takes the snap. It's going to be an inside handoff, and Mountain Home with a great job in the middle. Caden Del Soto coming in on that tackle. Good job, middle linebacker, filling the hole. The defensive line did an excellent job. I think it looked like Hunter Estes in there well. 6:26 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine first quarter. Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter will take care of your needs if you need help. Bodenstein takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw across the hands of Hunter Estes.
Hunter shaking his head there. It hit him right in the old money makers. Just couldn't hold on.
Bodenstein looking across the middle for Aiden Pullen, a tight end or fullback, overthrew his target. Mountain Home defense again, 3rd and 9 here, looking a chance to get off the field.
This is where your crowd's got to get into it, Brad. Your crowd's got to let them know that they're behind them.
Bodenstein tries a hard count as he sends a man in motion. 6:12 left. Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 7-0 as Shiloh scored on their opening possession. Looks like Shiloh is going to take a timeout here. Shiloh going to take a timeout. Mountain Home trailing 7-0, but a huge third down opportunity to get off the field. 6:12 left here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine first quarter.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine offers stem cell treatments and platelet-rich plasma therapies, as well as steroid injection treatments and acid gel injections. Call Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today, 870-424-3400.
We had them down there. You get them, and you can tell the adjustments. We talked about it after that first series. They've come out the second series looking a whole different defense. They're not keying on certain reads. They're not making that false step. They're well coached. I expect them to continue to battle this Shiloh offense.
Yeah, I think a big stop. We can see the adjustment that we made already from the first series to the second. We're able to close up that inside run. Now can our defensive backs do the job to get off the field here?
Yeah, just keep them in front of you, Brad.
We're about to find out as Shiloh takes the field. So does Mountain Home. 3rd down and 9 as Shiloh has the ball at the 14-yard line. Bodenstein takes the snap, looking to pass the whole way. He throws down the left side. Is going to be out of bounds behind his receiver, looking to find his guy, Kemp. Huge stop by your Bombers. Is this going to force a punt for Shiloh Christian?
Guys, Blake Bacco was all over that quarterback when he threw the ball. I think he was giving a little welcome to Mountain Home over there.
Got the Wilbers watching from Independent, Missouri. Make sure you hit us up on our Hopper Termite Pest Control. They have locations in Mountain Home and Fayetteville. Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. As Shiloh is back to punt, Mountain Home going to send Barrett Miller back to receive. The punt is going to be a high one. Miller is going to fair catch it at the 50-yard line. Hey, good job there by Mountain Home's defense. We had to turn the ball over at the 40 and punt it down to the 1, and we're going to get the ball back at the 50. Not a bad job right there, only a minus 10 to get that ball back.
Not bad at all. Great stop there, and it gave you good field position. That's exactly what the Bombers need to get things tied back up here.
Absolutely. That first drive they had, you know, they really leaned on the pass. Brantley went 5 for 6 on that one. The only one was that questionable call down there, Tobias, where we thought he had it.
You see this defense doing some stunt fakes or whatever you want to call them.
Brantley's going to take the snap and going to hand the ball off to Chenoweth on the inside. He's going to try to stay patient behind his offensive lineman. He's going to pick up 2 as he gets into Shiloh Christian territory down to the 48-yard line.
Don't put off joint point. Don't put off joint pain. Call Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today, 870-424-3400.
Brantley in shotgun with Chenoweth to his left. He's going to roll out to his left. He's going to throw the ball. He's got a man. Oh! It is going to be caught inside the 35-yard line as Bryce Kincaid with good hands as he takes a hit. Out of bounds at the 33-yard line, first down, Mountain Home.
5:31 left here in the first quarter.
Mountain Home trailing 7-0 as Brantley takes the snap. He's going to roll to his right. He's got pressure, and he is going to get sacked. He is going to get sacked out back at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a loss of Mass Hard 12 yards from Mountain Home there on the sack as Brantley rolled out to his right, looked to pass the ball, had nobody there. 5:10 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter.
Guys, that's one of the things about this defense that makes it extremely difficult for the offensive line because those different blitz packages, I talked about people coming and multiple people in the gaps. That's what they did there. They overloaded that. Brantley typically can scramble away from that. When he turned to scramble, he ran right into another Christian Saint.
They've got 5 defensive backs lined up on the 35-yard line expecting the pass. It's going to be a handoff instead of Chenoweth. And, man, they were all over that there as their stud defensive lineman, number 31, fires through the gap right there and makes the loss of yard there. Hudson Ball.
He's all man, 6'2", 247 pounds, and he moves extremely well.
And he's at someplace different every time, right? This time he's on the right side there. He's in the middle. Mountain Home has to count for him as Brantley's going to be an empty set. It is third down and 23. As Mountain Home has been pushed back to the 47-yard line. They had the ball all the way down to the 33, which is the original line of scrimmage. Brantley looking to pass. It's going to be a quick slant. He's going to hit Gus Wilbur. Gus is going to battle back, get to the 35-yard line. So he's going to get some of the 8 yards back, but it's going to bring fourth down at 12.
Look for him to probably try to go here. This at least get Brantley out there again and maybe back him up to punt. I don't know. I think maybe try to take a shot here.
So they are expecting us to punt here. That's what we did last time.
We'll expect to see one of those come out as a fake this year at some point.
As Brantley's going to send the man in motion, it's going to be Gus Wilbur. He's going to get a hard count now. He's going to back up like he's going to be in the punt. This is what we did the first time, but Brantley's going to fumble the ball. He's going to pick it up. He's still going to get the kick away. Get the kick away. What an athletic play by Brantley Phillips as he drops the ball, has three guys rushing him, kicks it through about two different people's hands, and it rolls down to the 16-yard line. Excellent play there by Brantley Phillips.
Yeah, it's only going to show on the books as a 17-yard punt, but something like that, what he was able to do there, just saved your bacon. That 17 yards might mean the difference in them scoring and not, Tobias.
Absolutely. We apologize for continued technical difficulties. Just continue to work on that. I heard it's a little dark. It's cutting in and out. We are working on that. Figure out what's happening. We'll try to get it fixed up as quick as possible.
Bonestein and Shiloh is going to take the snap, and they're going to hand the ball up in the middle. Their big running back is going to bully his way forward, Mason, as he goes out just to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard gain. Going to bring up second down and 6. So there's going to be a false start here against the Saints. So the 4 yards they just got, they're going to push it back. It is going to push them back to the 15-yard line. So that instead of second down and 6, it's going to be second down and 11.
It's so hard to get out of your way when you're behind the sticks like that. You get those penalties, and it really impacts the offense on these different downs and longer distance scenario, Brad.
Yep, I agree. And 2:40 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine first quarter. Mount Home trailing 7-0 as Shiloh is on their third possession. You'll send a man in motion. It's going to be a handoff inside, and Setzer. Britton Setzer did an excellent job from his defensive end position, coming around and filling that hole on that run. It is going to be no gain. Going to bring up third down and 11.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located at Mountain Home, but also has satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem. Call them today, 870-424-3400.
This is where you want to keep them. Keep them on this end of the field. Keep the defense just stuffing them right there. They're in third and long, Brad.
Bodenstein's going to send his running back in motion. He's going to take the snap. He's got the wheel route. Mountain Home, they're going to throw the ball over the middle. Mountain Home picks up the wheel route, but he finds his man streaking down the middle of the field as that slutter running down for green grass out to the 44-yard line. Shiloh going to go quick. Bodenstein takes the snap, hands the ball off to Mason off the right side. Mountain Home doing a great job stopping the run. They're going to keep him to 1 yard as he gets out to the 45-yard line.
You know, both other very successful pass plays, Brad. It almost looks like the Bombers are shocked that they're actually throwing the ball.
I don't know if he's had an incomplete, but he's had a couple maybe, but that's it. Bodenstein's going to take a pass. He's going to fumble snap and roll to his left. He's looking down the field. He's going to throw it, and Barrett Miller with a great job. I almost could say that's offensive pass interference. Barrett Miller was doing an excellent job, had inside position, looking to get the pick right there, unable to come away with it, but it is going to bring up third down and 9.
That receiver was acting more like a defensive back on that than he was a receiver. Miller was in position to make that interception.
Huge third down. Mount Holmes fans are not up in this game yet, but we will get them there at some point. Third down and 9 at the 45 as Bonestein takes the snap. Mount Home blitz. Blake Vacco coming up the middle.
He's going to make Bodenstein tuck it and run it. He is going to pay the price. Blake Vacco with an excellent blitz did not get to the quarterback. Bodenstein tucked it and run it, and Caden Del Soto stepped up and met him after a minimum gain of three. You remember, he got fourth down and 6 yards. At this snap will take place at the 48-yard line of Shiloh Christian. Guys, it looks like they're keeping their offense on the field.
Looks like they're going to go.
Bodenstein's going to try to draw Mountain Home offsides. He's going to look to his left. 43 seconds left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 7-0. Bodenstein's going to take the snap. They are indeed going for it. He's going to throw the ball across the middle. It is going to be too high. It is over the head of his intended receiver, Kemp. Incomplete. Mountain Home again going to take over in Shiloh Christian territory at the 48-yard line.
30 seconds left in this quarter. You saw Vacco. He had that stellar hit on the quarterback there. That gets him to 5 tackles thus far in the first quarter. That's incredible. All over this field.
He's having a great job, your junior linebacker. Brantley takes the snap. He's going to hand the ball off, and Chinowit finally has some running room as he goes through that left side. He's going to push forward. They're going to give him 8 yards as he gets out to the 40-yard line. Second down and 2, 21 seconds as Mountain Home gets on the ball left in his first quarter. Brantley takes the snap. We're going back to the well again. Chinowit finds some more room as he dives forward right at the sticks. They're going to say it is enough for first down yardage as he gets to the 38-yard line. 9 seconds left in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine first quarter.
I think you're seeing it, Brad. As the game progresses, as the line settles down, does that defensive front really start to have that impact moving around?
Brantley's going to take the snap. Another handoff. We're finding something we're liking right here on this inside. As Chinowith is going to get 6 yards out to the 33, and that's going to do it for this first quarter. Guys, it was 7-0, but there was a lot going the Bombers' way in this first quarter. Hey, this first quarter is brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.